हरे कृष्ण। सो इधर नजदीक आ जाओ ना, इतना दूर क्यों बैठे? बहुत क्लासरूम एनवायरमेंट हो गया बहुत। बेटर ना। सो कंग्रेचुलेशंस, वर्सेस कंग्रेचुलेशंस, इतने सारे लोगों के बीच में से आप लोगों को ब्राह्मण दीक्षा मिल गया फटाक से। महाराज वॉज काइंड एंड क्विकली फिनिश दैट डे, वी वर नॉट एक्सपेक्टिंग, लेकिन फिर भी आके बुला गए। फॉर्चुनेट, एक्सट्रीमली फॉर्चुनेट। सो कंग्रेचुलेशंस दैट यू आर ऑलरेडी नाउ ब्राह्मणास टू इनिशिएट। सो आई, इट्स लिटिल हार्ड फॉर मी टू टॉक ऑन ऑल दिस। आप लोग सब बड़े बड़े ब्राह्मण हैं, मैं क्या बोलूँगा, बट जस्ट शेयर अ फ्यू थॉट्स। आप लोग क्या बोले, सब क्वालिफाइड ब्राह्मणस, बट आई विल शेयर अ फ्यू थॉट्स। आई होप एवरी वन इज नाउ ईगर एंड इंटरेस्टेड इन डूइंग अर्चना, गोइंग एंड वर्शिपिंग द डीटीज। स्पेशल प्रिविलेज टू बी एबल टू वर्शिप द डीटीज। सो आई थिंक मध्वाचार्य प्रभु सेमिनार विल बी मोर रेलेवेंट एंड मोर इम्पॉर्टेंट फ्रॉम द प्रैक्टिकल पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू। दैट इज रियली वॉट इज हैंड्स ऑन थिंग, with all the mool mantras, offering procedures, dressing, a lot of things he will teach, and that will be very much important. What we are discussing now is the basic need and the mood of deity worship, sharing just the philosophy of the deity worship, and in the middle what Maharaj is looking for here, what is Maharaj's mood in deity worship. So we will just discuss a couple of things there. So first, can anyone define what is Archana? What is Archana or deity worship? Archana ka matlab kya hai? Archana we technically translate as worshipping a deity. But how would we define Archana? Or worshipping a deity? Kya hota hai deity worship? Individual? Offering your individual feeling to the Lord is Archana, okay. Offering different articles to the Lord which are, you know, offered in the spiritual world, okay, correct. Offering worship in a more standard and regulated form. Offering worship on behalf of the entire congregation to the Lord, so representing the congregation, sir. Using our mind and body for the service of the Lord, all are correct. All answers are correct. The closest is what Mukundmala Prabhu said. All answers are perfect. But what Mukundmala Prabhu said is like very close to the essence and the mood of Archana, the mood of deity worship. Archana basically means formal and regulated offering of respect to Krishna. The primary difference between Archana and Bhajan or our sadhana is that in bhajan, chanting Hare Krishna and following different limbs of sadhana bhakti, that formal offering of respect to Krishna is not there. Like if I'm chanting Hare Krishna, with every round I don't offer obeisances. You know, I'm trying to adjust my consciousness to offer that respect to Krishna, but it's not easy. Mind is struggling and it's very difficult to be able to offer that respect to Krishna when one is, mind is not there most of the times, what to speak of offering, you know. But when it comes to deity worship or archana, then it is a very formal and a regulated method of offering respects to Krishna, offering worship to Krishna. So forcibly, you know, even once we start following archana paddhati, forcibly, you know, you will offer obeisances again and again. In the temple is also offering obeisances, but when you come to do deity worship, then formally you will have to offer obeisances to the Guru, then to Prabhupada, and then to the deities, and then you will, formally start respecting Krishna as a supreme person, which we already do in principle. But this is a regulated and formal way of offering our respect to Krishna. Bhajan is more a personal thing where we are taking shelter of Krishna, and it's more of a thing related to consciousness, you know, lifestyle and consciousness. But this is like a formal way by which we will be able to offer our respects to Krishna. It's interesting, therefore, that practically all of our Gaudiya Acharyas, gave a lot of emphasis to worship of the deities. Each of our acharyas had their deities. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, all the six Goswamis, all of them had deity worship. Mahaprabhu has given the path of chanting Hare Krishna, and Harinam is the highest. Although Harinam is the highest, we are finding here that all of our acharyas also have their respective deities, whom they worship with great love, with great devotion, formalize their offering of respect through the, and express their love through worship to a deity. And therefore, in the nectar of devotion also, out of the five most important limbs of devotional service, then deity worship, archana, serving the deity, is also one of them. Rupa Goswami, out of all the items, has focused on five as the most important, and out of the five most important, one is deity worship. So Prabhupada also then incorporated that, seeing how all of these five can be there in ISKCON. So in ISKCON we have hearing chanting is there, right. Chanting Hare Krishna, Kirtanam is there, we chant the holy names. There is Bhagavatam, personal study is there, but more than that, Bhagavatam class is there, regular Bhagavat Seva is there. Service to devotees is there in different ways, and especially for temple life, a lot of opportunities to serve devotee. Dham Seva is represented by Tulsi Seva in ISKCON, apart from the Yatras. But then deity worship, Srila Prabhupada included that also as one of the main limbs of ISKCON. And one reason for that is, out of the 64 items of devotional service, most of the items are related to deity worship. Almost more than 35 items of the 64 items are related to archana, serving the deities. You know, and if you just follow the morning program in ISKCON, 48 to 50 items are already followed. 5 o'clock to 9:30, out of the 64 items, we are following between 40 and 48 items daily. And out of those 40 to 48 items, when we do archana, out of those 40 to 48, 35 are followed, 35, 36 items are followed simply in archana. So if you carefully read, most of these 64 items of sadhana bhakti are connected to worship of the deity. So no wonder Prabhupada incorporated deity worship in ISKCON, archana paddhati in ISKCON, to see that, you know, all of these limbs automatically are followed by devotees in ISKCON. So usually devotees, their question is that if Harinam is the only way and is the ultimate way, Yuga Dharma, then why do we need deity worship? Deity worship ka jarurat hi kya hai phir? Any example you remember that is very commonly used? The two tracks well example is the most commonly given example, that train runs on two tracks and one's bhakti runs on two tracks. One is Bhagavat Vidhi and another is Archana Vidhi. Bhagavat Vidhi is hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, and Archana Vidhi is worshipping the deity form of the Lord. Right. So that is the most commonly understood example. But if we carefully see, Prabhupada, he paid more attention to Bhagavat Vidhi, hearing and chanting, while also giving attention to Archana. Archana at the cost of hearing and chanting will never work. If we simply do deity worship and we do not focus on hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, what, you know what Prabhupada said about this? Galagraha. A person will start thinking that my guru has given me a burden. Instead of vigraha, he'll think this is galagraha. Simply now I have to do this, I have to simply offer this arati, I have to offer the bhoga, it's a great burden that Guru Maharaj has left for me. You know? So without proper Bhagavat Vidhi, Archana Vidhi becomes a burden. And therefore every initiated Brahmana has to know this, that unless there is proper hearing chanting, Archana will simply become a burden eventually. At best it will become a ritual. And therefore Maharaj, when he made the program for brahmacharis here, and especially the deity worship program, he said no pujari should be doing full-time puja. No brahmana should be doing full-time puja, especially morning puja. Why? Because every brahmana should get an opportunity to hear and chant with devotees. Because if he doesn't get the time to chant his round with devotees, doesn't get the time to hear from devotees, then eventually the person will start thinking, pujari will start thinking, this is galagraha, great burden that I have got. when Maharaj gave instruction to the congregation about having deities at home, he said deities at home are secondary or first, primary worship deities are Radha Gopinath. And then devotees came and asked Maharaj, Maharaj, but when we go for yatra, what should we do with the deities? Maharaj said, put them to rest. You can put the deities to rest because your primary focus should be on hearing, chanting and associating with devotees. Home deity worship is also Maharaj's secondary. First, hearing, chanting. And when that is in place, then automatically archana is proper. So without Bhagavat Vidhi, archana Vidhi is only a burden. We know the story of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You know that story when Prabhupada was sitting, all his disciples were sitting and they announced that there is a darshan of Shesha Shai Vishnu. And Prabhupada will also give a talk here. And then a lot of devotees left and Prabhupada sat there to hear. And what did Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur say? He said, I have noted that this boy likes to hear. You see? And therefore it is kind of very clearly understood that the focus of our acharyas, deity worship is given, is that when we hear and chant, then deity worship is proper. So, deity worship should never be given prominence over Bhagavat Vidhi of hearing and chanting. You know, when many devotees in ISKCON, we have traveled all over now, so many Western temples, these devotees, because there is no other person, no other Brahman initiated devotees, to unko puja mein laga dete hain, to puja karte rehte ye log. And at a point of time, they get frustrated. They can't respect Krishna. They can't handle the deity in the same way because there's no hearing and proper chanting. So in our temple, this will never happen. You will never get to do 7 days dressing. You will never get to do all aartis a day. That's not the culture of this temple because this facility is already provided. That hearing and chanting and deity worship should go hand in hand, balanced. Bhaktisiddhanta's story is also there that man came and was taking darshan of the deity. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was giving class. And he was not sitting for the class. So I called him and asked, how was your eye massage? You know, how was your eye massage? Without hearing about the Lord, what you will take darshan of the Lord? So Bhagavat Vidhi and Archana Vidhi have to go hand in hand or parallel to each other. Which is very nicely created by Maharaj here. The culture of the proper balance between hearing, chanting and deity worship. So there will never be a time that you will not get to chant in here. One day a week maximum dressing, sometimes in the daytime some of aarti's offerings, but not more than that. So there are many more reasons why archana has been recommended. If Bhagavat Vidhi is all in all and Harinam can take us back, why do deity worship then? So our acharyas have explained many different perspectives to this. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that deity worship is for Kanishta Adhikaris. Archayam, Eva Haray. Deity worship is for Kanishta Adhikaris. Only Kanishtas worship deities. It's kind of amazing, stunning, that whereas we find Roop Goswami, Sanatan Goswami worshipping deities, our own acharyas, and we have been told that deity worship is only meant for Kanishta Adhikaris. So are they Kanishtas? No, they're not. For them it is their love for Krishna. You know, it's such spontaneous love for Krishna. They worship Krishna in the form of a deity, not as a need, but as an expression of their love. There is so much love for Krishna that when they have a deity form of the Lord, they're expressing their spontaneous devotional service to the Lord through the form of the deity. But for us, yeah, that is one definition of Kanishta. That is one who gives prominence to deity without devotees. That is there, Kanishta. This Kanishta is being spoken of someone who is on a low level of his Krishna consciousness to bring him up. For a great acharya, it is spontaneous. But for Kanishta devotees who are on a lower level, then for them this is a need. It is not our love that is being expressed to Krishna. And therefore in deity worship, Prabhupada said one should have the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. Whereas Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they are even singing Ashtaprahariya Leela there. That is love. But for us, if we start thinking I'm going there on the altar and I will also facilitate Radha Krishna's Ras Leela, that's a very big thing for a Kanishtha to do. He's not on that level. So deity worship for Kanishtha is a need to get purified. Deity worship for a great soul, an Uttam Adhikari, is an expression of their love towards the deity. You know, and therefore once they asked Maharaj, you know, this question was asked to Maharaj about different darshans that they do in Hungary, New Vrajdham. In New Vrajdham there are many, many darshans that they have, special darshans. And one darshan that they had was that of bumblebee. You know, they made Radha, small Radha Krishna, even big deities, in the form of bumblebee dress banaya tha pura. Beautiful bumblebee dress. So they asked Maharaj, Maharaj, this we are planning to make this dress for this year's, you know, whatever festival. So Maharaj said, very nice, fantastic idea. Bumblebee dress is good. Krishna can take the form of a bumblebee. Radharani can also do that. And Shivaram Swami Maharaj is doing it in New Vrajdham. That is great. Wonderful. He said, but here, I don't think we should do it. So the devotees asked Maharaj, why Maharaj? Why we can't do it here? It's fine. Because what? It's a dress after all. Maharaj said, no. The problem is, once this mentality of something esoteric, something high comes in the head, today it's bumblebee, tomorrow it'll be peacock, tomorrow it'll be a dove, then that'll be some other bird, and then probably you will have, you know, Radharani make put her hand around Krishna. So many things will start off with this one small thing. He said, Shivaram Swami is there all the time and he's monitoring and he's doing it fine. But here, you know, if when Maharaj is away, then some pujari will start doing something like this and start off a whole new culture. Now, like recently I've seen that on Gopalji's heart they write Shri Radha. Some dressers, I don't know if you've noted in Darshan, some dressers have started writing Shri Radha, drawing a heart on Gopalji's heart and inside writing Shri Radha. Well, if Rupa Goswami does that, Uttam Adhikari, well, if Krishna will have a second heart when he draws that heart. One heart is there, Krishna will get a second heart also. Rupa Goswami can do that for Krishna by his love. But we write, we'll probably remember some other heart that we used to draw on the back of a tree and, you know, cross the arrow which we used to see, all that kind of stuff. Not on that level. So now we're going to have a seminar with the Gopalji Pujaris and stop that. Because today it's a heart with Sri Radha, tomorrow you don't know what it'll be. Tomorrow you'll not know, probably some shloka from Lalit Madhav or Geet Govinda someone will write in the heart of Gopalji's, which, you know, on his Gopalji's body. So therefore, Kanishthas need, our level we need deity worship, not as an expression of our love, but to purify ourselves and advance in Krishna consciousness. And thus Prabhupada said, treat them as Lakshmi Narayan. And he didn't say treat them as Lakshmi Narayan to say that they are Lakshmi Narayan. In the mood of Lakshmi Narayan you worship, which means respect, not spontaneity, you know. There's no question of spontaneity. But Lilamrit story is there, how they took Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. For the first time, Sida, Prabhupadaya Darshan ke liye or nahi the. But like, wo morning walk ke liye gaye. Morning walk ke liye leke gaye. Prabhupada said, no. They only go out once in a year for Rathayatra. No spontaneity like this. Deity worship for us means regulation. Deity worship for an Uttama can be spontaneity. You know, Sanatan Goswami is not adding salt. सनातन गोस्वामी कुछ नहीं खाने के लिए बोले खाला है बाटिया खा लो, बोले नमक भी नहीं डाला इसमें, बोले जो है खा लो बस. कैन यू इमेजिन इफ यू स्टार्ट सेइंग ओ कृष्णा, मैंने कल थोड़ा ज्यादा सॉल्ट डाल दिया था कृष्ण को, अभी थोड़ा कम सॉल्ट डालते हैं. यू कांट डू दैट. यू गो टू जगन्नाथपुरी, दे विल वेक अप द लॉर्ड अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर ओन शेड्यूल. बोले कल रात को भगवान बहुत लेट तक जगे हुए थे, आज का मॉर्निंग दर्शन कैंसिल हो गया. वेरी कॉमन, यू नो, वी कैन नॉट स्टार्ट डूइंग थिंग्स लाइक दिस. And therefore, the need for deity worship in our case is for purification and advancement in our own Krishna consciousness, not to express our love, to revive our love. So one point all of you can bear in mind in our deity worship here is that we have standards and we should go by the standards. We don't need to make anything new. Standards are set according to proper respect, mode of respect being offered to the deities. Don't ever take the example of other senior devotees to see what they are doing एंड थिंक अभी मैं भी कुछ कर सकता हूँ. यू नो वी आर ऑल्सो ट्राई, वी आर ऑल्सो टॉकिंग टू द डिवोटीज एंड सेइंग मोस्ट डिवोटीज डोंट डू एनीथिंग. बट अगर इधर उधर कुछ दिख लिया, बोले अभी ऐसा किया तो हम भी कुछ कर देते हैं. नो, पहले एक साल तक कुछ नहीं होता है. फर्स्ट वन ईयर इज वेरी सबमिसिव डिटी वर्शिप. यू नो सब एकदम बराबर से करते हैं, ड्रेसिंग वेसिंग में भी. एक साल हो गया, अभी थोड़ा घुस गया अंदर, अभी थोड़ा कुछ अलग. यू नो देर इज स्कोप फॉर क्रिएटिविटी इन ड्रेसिंग एंड ऑल दैट, बट इट हैज टू बी विद इन द स्टैंडर्ड्स ऑफ रिस्पेक्ट दैट हैज टू बी मेंटेन्ड फॉर द डीटीज एंड नॉट गोइंग ऑन द साइड ऑफ स्पॉन्टेनिटी. दिस इज वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट दैट वी रिमेंबर दैट वी विल वी फॉलो ऑल द प्रॉपर स्टैंडर्ड्स दैट हैव बीन टॉट. And Maharaj has a certain standard that he has given for dressing, worshipping, everything. Jananivas Puri is our head pujari, he has given. And we will follow all of these protocols in our deity worship. So, there are five different reasons, many reasons for deity worship, but four or five main reasons for us why we want to do, engaging, why deity worship is needed for us, what is the need in spite of Bhagavad Vidhi and chanting Krishna. First is that for us, we are not able to see and worship Krishna everywhere. We cannot. Krishna is not accessible to us everywhere. Anyone remember that shloka from the Chaitanya Charitamrita about a pure devotee's vision? Sthavara jangama na dekhi tara murti sarvatra prachar hoy nija ishta devaspurti. Ishta Devaspurti, a pure devotee can see Krishna anywhere. Any stories of Prabhupada you remember? It's called Uddipan. You know what Uddipan is? Uddipan is when you see something, that the remembrance of Krishna is invoked and the vision of Krishna is invoked. Yeah. It was Los Angeles, I think. Wind came, you know, Prabhupada was sitting and wind blew and Prabhupada said, this is Krishna's embrace. Anything, any other stories of Prabhupada? Prabhupada, loudly. Seeing the sky, blue sky, and remembering that Krishna is blue. That's called Uddipan. And that in the Brahma Samhita is called? What vision? Premanjana Churita vision. Vision that is covered with the salve of love. That's pure devotee. But for us it is Kamanjana Churita most times. It's not Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanina, it's Kamanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanina many times. We see things and we don't see Krishna. We see those things. Prabhupada could see a Charlie Chaplin movie. And while seeing a Charlie Chaplin movie, he's saying Krishna is the source of all human. You know, if I see movie, I'll only see movie. You know, that's Premanjana and Kamanjana. So for a pure devotee, sarvatra hoitar nija ishta deva spurti. Everywhere he can see Krishna. But for us, we cannot see Krishna everywhere. Pure devotee can access Krishna everywhere. We cannot access Krishna everywhere. Pure devotee can worship Krishna anywhere. We cannot worship Krishna everywhere. Kanishtha means he who needs specific place, location, time to be able to worship Krishna. इसलिए साधना भक्ति में कहता है जपा के लिए टाइम फिक्स करना पड़ता है, भागवतम के लिए क्लास के लिए टाइम फिक्स करना पड़ता है, डीटी वर्शिप के लिए टाइम फिक्स करना पड़ता है, तभी जाके वो करेगा. For a pure devotee, anywhere, everywhere, all the time chanting, all the time hearing, all the time remembering, all the time worshipping, that is Premanjana. You know, Prabhupada, during a Rathayatra, he saw the Rathayatra cart, and when he saw the Rathayatra cart somewhere in America, he immediately fell down and offered obeisance. Jagannath had not come even, just remembering Jagannath. Aur Prabhupada ji ka kapda pura mitti mein kharab ho gaya. Farak nahi pada. Hum log ekdam chakachak dhoti kurta pehen ke jate hain. And if it's muddy all over, I mean, I'm honestly saying, but for me, to offer obeisance is very difficult in such a situation. Because I usually feel, arey mitti lagega, pehle to pura din abhi isme aise hi kaise rahenge. And then, yatra, I don't know if any of you have experienced this in yatra. And then, you know, washing it all again, taking stains is my only set for which I use for preaching, how it will be. I remember we went for Rath Yatra 1 year with Maharaj and it was raining like anything. I don't know how many of you were raining during Rath Yatra time. And Maharaj called everyone, Gundicha Mandir Rath Paunch Gaya Tha, morning program ke liye jab ke liye sab idhar aa jane ka. It's still raining. Mud everywhere, kichad. Aur Maharaj aake baith gaye niche Maharaj. And sab log soch rahe, abhi chappal nikal ke chappal pe baithne ka kya, kis pe baithne ka. You know, it's natural for us to always have these kind of considerations. So we can't do it everywhere, anytime, anywhere. ठीक है, नहीं कर सकते ना, एक जगह बैठ के करो, पांच से सात, पौने छह से साढ़े सात बजे तक बैठ के जपा करो, और सवा आठ से साढ़े नौ बजे तक भगवत क्लास सुनो, सुबह साढ़े पांच से लेके सात बजे तक डीटी वर्शिप करो. सो द नीड फॉर अ डीटी इज बिकॉज वी आर नॉट एबल टू एक्सेस कृष्णा एवरीवेयर एंड वर्शिप हिम. सो वी नीड अ फॉर्म ऑफ कृष्णा who's accessible, we can worship him. Prabhupada and great acharyas can worship Krishna in the mind also. Mental puja bhi possible hai. The story in the Nectar of Devotion is that of the Brahmana from Pratishthanpur who is sitting and offering kheer in his mind to their lordships. Apne ko aisa nahi chalega. Hum nahi kar sakte aisa baith ke offering. Isliye bolte aisa nahi kar sakte na. Ye Gaur Gadadhar Prabhu ne sweet rice banaya hai. Woh haath mein garam hai ki kanda dalne ka jarurat nahi. Unhone fridge mein rakh ke diya hai. और इधर डीटी भी है, डीटी को जाके ऑफर करो एंड गेट प्यूरिफाइड बिकॉज वी कांट डू दैट प्रतिष्ठानपुर वाला स्टोरी ऑफ ऑफरिंग खीर इन द माइंड. वी हैव नो एक्सेस. ठीक, ऑफर दिस स्वीट राइस नाउ टू कृष्णा. यू नो दैट इज द नीड व्हाई वी नीड डीटी वर्शिप बिकॉज एज कनिष्ठस, कनिष्ठ हियर इज नॉट टू से दैट वी डोंट टेक केयर ऑफ द डिवोटीज. कनिष्ठ हियर इज टू से दैट वी आर ऑन अ लोअर लेवल ऑफ इन जनरल for progressing to be able to offer that respect to Krishna. Because we can't see Krishna everywhere. I read that beautiful verse in Karoli, which I quote always, in Madan Mohan temple from Satvata Tantra. A beautiful verse. Gavam sarvanga jahakshiram stanamukhad virajate tatha sarvatra go devaha pratima adishu virajate. And I love that. उधर ट्रांसलेशन नहीं था लेकिन वो सिंपल संस्कृत था तो समझ गया मैं वो. एंड एवरी टाइम आई स्पीक अबाउट डीटी वर्शिप आई ऑलवेज कोट दिस वर्स, पावरफुल वर्स. एंड दिस इज द प्रिंसिपल. गवाम, गवाम इज अ काउ. सर्व अंग, सर्व अंग इज एवरी लिम्ब ऑफ द काउ. सर्व अंग ज, पंक ज इज बॉर्न आउट ऑफ पंक मड. सर्वांग ज, एवरी लिम्ब गिव्स बर्थ. एवरी लिम्ब ऑफ अ काउ gives birth or produces kshira, milk. Every limb of the cow's body produces milk. This verse explains. Why? Because milk is nothing but blood transformed. So there is blood all over the body and this blood is turning into milk. If each limb of the cow's body is producing milk, do we have access to that milk from everywhere though? Milk is everywhere. This verse explains milk is everywhere in the cow's body. Do you have access to that milk? No. Stana mukhad virajate. That milk comes, properly transformed, comes into a stana, into the udder, and then it becomes accessible to everyone. But it doesn't become accessible from any corner and everywhere, although it's everywhere. Tatha sarvatra go devaha. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is everywhere, just like the milk is everywhere in a cow's body. A pure devotee can access Krishna everywhere. But because we cannot, Pratima Adishu Virajate. The Lord comes in the form of a Pratima, a deity, where we can now access Him and worship Him. You know? So this is one powerful reason why we need deity worship along with Bhagavad Vidhi. You know, to be able to access Krishna and worship Him formally, offer Him respects. Secondly, Kanishta Adhikari means he who has great difficulty in offering respects. Kanishta Adhikari means big false ego. Madhyama Adhikari means false ego is there, minimal. And Uttama Adhikari means no false ego. A pure devotee has no false ego. A Madhyama Adhikari, little bit is there. But on the Kanishta level, false ego is very big. And because false ego is very big, offering respects to others is very difficult. And we know we have to push ourselves many times to offer respects. Therefore, in the Bhagavatam it is explained, 7th canto, the origin of deity worship, how it started in Treta Yuga. Dwapar Yuga is the Yuga Dharma. But the beginning of deity worship according to the 7th canto is Treta Yuga. That in Treta Yuga, when the Lord and the sages, they saw that the mutual dealings between people are full of conflict. Avagyana, avagyata, atmanam nripaha, avagyata, avagya, disrespect amongst each other. They're not able to respect each other. And at that time, deity worship was introduced. Why? Ek dusre ko respect nahi kar sakta na. Chalo, theek hai. Ye inko respect karo. Ye Bhagwan hai. This is Krishna. You start respecting him. When you start respecting him, you get into the culture of offering respect. Disrespect is such a common thing. Our Namanand Prabhu is going to Canada, for his project work. And his professor under whom he's going to work is an American professor. So Namanand Prabhu is telling us that he wrote a few mails to correspond with the professor, and he wrote, "Respected sir." अभी वो तो कॉमन है अपने इधर. अगर टीचर को किसी को लिखेंगे तो हम क्या लिखेंगे? रिस्पेक्टेड सर. तो उनका मेल आया, दो तीन मेल इसने भेजा तो मेल आया. बोले, व्हाई आर यू कॉलिंग मी रिस्पेक्टेड सर? आई डोंट लाइक बीइंग कॉल्ड रिस्पेक्टेड सर. आप केवल मेरे को अपने नाम से बुलाओ. मेरे पूरा नाम भी बोलने का जरूरत नहीं, उसका नाम का भी हाफ करके बोल दिया. ऐसा लिखो, जस्ट से वट एवर इज नेम इज सैवी कैवी वट एवर, और इफ यू एट बेस्ट यू से डियर. रिस्पेक्टेड सर क्या लिखा है? So, Namanand Prabhu was saying, मेरे को समझा नहीं क्या करूं मैं. तो दो तीन मेल उन्होंने ऐसे नाम से लिख दिया. बोला, अभी प्रोफेसर आगे जाके उधर कुछ पंगा कर देखा, he'll do something there. So, sir, better I just call him what he wants. And then we were discussing. बोला, नहीं नहीं, we told him you can write to him and say that, I can call you by whatever name you want. But this is how I've been trained and this is what our culture is. Whatever you say we can do. But बोलो उसको कि हमारी संस्कृति है. Respect. इन त्रेता युग की बात चल रही है, आज कलयुग में रिस्पेक्ट किधर है? हार्डली एनी रिस्पेक्ट इज देयर. एंड देयर डीटी वर्शिप सेट्स इन अ वेरी पावरफुल कल्चर ऑफ रिस्पेक्ट. क्यों? क्योंकि बार बार वो रिस्पेक्ट करने का आदत है. अंदर जाने से पहले प्रणाम करो, बाहर आने के बाद प्रणाम करो, कुछ गलती हो गया क्षमा मांगो नम्र भाव से. प्रतिज्ञा तव गोविंद नमे भक्त प्रणशति इति संस्मृति प्राणान संधारे. अपराध सहस्राणी क्रियंते हर निशम्य. वो ईगो इतना बड़ा है कि मैंने अपराध किया मानने के लिए तैयार नहीं. भक्त के सामने मेरे हाथ से अपराध हुआ, कम से कम पहले भगवान के सामने करो. इफ आई कांट डू इट फॉर अ डिवोटी, लेट मी स्टार्ट विद द डीटी. एंड व्हेन आई स्टार्ट विद द डीटी, देन इवेंचुअली स्लोली स्टेडिली व्हेन दैट कल्चर ऑफ रिस्पेक्ट सेट्स इन, देन आई विल ऑल्सो बी एबल टू रिस्पेक्ट एवरी वन प्रॉपरली. एंड देयरफॉर वन ऑफ द रीजंस why deity worship is recommended is that we first start treating the deity with respect, and then automatically, slowly, steadily, we'll also be able to start treating the devotees with respect. And treating deity with respect is very easy. Treating devotee with respect is very difficult. Treating deity with respect is very easy for two reasons. One reason is we've always done it since our childhood. कितने लोग हैं जो मंदिर में जाके प्रणाम नहीं किए भारत में? हाउ मेनी ऑफ अस हैव नॉट गॉन टू अ टेम्पल इन ऑफ रिस्पेक्ट? ऑल ऑफ अस हैव गॉन टू टेम्पल इन ऑफ रिस्पेक्ट. आज भी, इवन टुडे इन इंडिया, समवन हु सेज आई एम एन एथिस्ट इंडियन फैमिली मेंबर, उसको एक राधा कृष्ण का है, कोई गणपति किसी का भी फोटो, तो बोले लात मार इस पे. बोले मैं विश्वास नहीं करता, बोले लात मार के दिखा. दे विल नॉट डू इट. बचपन से वो संस्कृति वो रिस्पेक्ट सिखाया गया है. बोले नहीं है भगवान, फिर भी नहीं नहीं अच्छा ऐसा कैसा कर सकते. नेचुरल रिस्पेक्ट इज देयर फॉर द डीटी, बचपन से किया है वो. सो इट्स नॉट वेरी हार्ड फॉर अस टू ऑफर रिस्पेक्ट टू द डीटी. सेकेंड रीजन विच इज वेरी इजी टू ऑफर रिस्पेक्ट टू द डीटी एंड टू डीटी वर्शिप इज वाई, बिकॉज दे डोंट करेक्ट अस, दे डोंट स्मैश आवर फॉल्स ईगो. बोला सिंपल है, डीटी को जाके पूजा करना, डीटी कुछ बोलेगा नहीं, उल्टा पुल्टा पगड़ी भी पहना है कुछ बोलेगा नहीं. डिवोटी को उल्टा पुल्टा प्रसाद सर्व करके, बोला तेरे को समझता नहीं पहले क्या सर्व करना चाहिए. इमीजिएटली डीटी को उल्टा पुल्टा प्लेट में कुछ रखा है, सीक्वेंस में नहीं, बोला ठीक है चलेगा, कुछ नहीं बोलने वाले. डिवोटी को अगेन टॉकिंग डीटीज को रबड़ी में नमक भी डालो तो बेचारे कुछ नहीं बोलते, इधर कुछ डालो नमक वमक कम ज्यादा, चैतन्य आनंदपुर को पूछ सकते हम, है ना, ऑल द किचन टीम कैन टेल अस लिटिल बिट हियर एंड देयर एंड हाउ डिवोटीज गिव सो मेनी कमेंट्स. वेरी इजी टू प्लीज डीटी, वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू प्लीज डिवोटी. आई रिमेंबर इन आवर डीटी किचन वी यूज्ड टू हैव नींबू फूल, यू नो नींबू फूल सिट्रिक एसिड, उससे वो दूध फाड़ते ना. एक बार रबड़ी में सब बनने के बाद में माता जी ने उस चीनी जैसा दिखता है वो डाल दिया पूरा, एंड यू नो व्हाट इट इज, टेस्ट लाइक फुल खट्टा. दूध फटा नहीं क्योंकि रबड़ी बन चुका था ऑलरेडी, ऊपर से चीनी डाला पूरा. एंड देन दैट वॉज ऑफर्ड टू राधा गोपीनाथ, एंड राधा गोपीनाथ क्या कंप्लेन करेंगे, बोले भक्ति से किया है, भक्ति से ऑफर किया है तो चीनी भी चलेगा. वो विदुरानी ने वो भक्ति से दिया तो मैंने पील खा लिया, तो इनका नींबू फूल खा लूंगा उसमें क्या है, बड़े तो प्रॉब्लम. बट जब डिवोटी के पास आया तो डिवोटी ने बोला नहीं भक्ति से बनाया कृष्ण के लिए. डिवोटी टेस्टेड दैट रबड़ी, दिस इज रबड़ी, माय गॉड. एंड देन ऑफ कोर्स वी स्टार्टेड, वी स्टॉप्ड नींबू फूल देयर, नो सिट्रिक एसिड इन द डीटी किचन एंड एवरीथिंग इज लेबल्ड. वो जो लेबल का सिस्टम शुरू हुआ बरनी पे, तब से शुरू हुआ कि ये क्या डाला है इसमें करके. सो डिवोटीज आर नॉट इजी पीपल टू प्लीज, रिमेम्बर. डीटीज इन वन सेंस आर इजी टू प्लीज, कुछ भी रखो कुछ बोलने वाले नहीं है. डिवोटीज बहुत कमेंट मारते हैं, ऐसा ऐसा कमेंट देते कि बस, वेरी डिफिकल्ट. सो व्हाई नॉट बिगिन विद समवन इजी टू प्लीज एंड देन रीच्ड आउट टू समवन हु इज डिफिकल्ट टू प्लीज. देयरफॉर डीटी वर्शिप. Of course, we are not saying that we are reaching the DT without going through devotees. That's not the point. But the point is DTs, respect shuru karo, you offer respect, you start our worshipping, and then that culture will set in. And then slowly, steadily, our dealings with devotees will also improve. Prabhupada, when he made the Mayapur temple, which building he made first? Temple building? Made the long building for the devotees first. Why? They asked Prabhupada, why? Because temple should be there for Radha Madhava. Prabhupada said, no, devotees first. That is Uttama. Devotees first, like what our Purushottam Puru said. Devotees first. No, and then Radha Madhava ke liye ho jayega sab. Here in Bombay also, Prabhupada made devotees quarters higher than the Radha Rasbihari's altar. Upar ke level pe. So Dr. Patel came and complained, Swamiji, what is this? Devotees are staying higher level than deities? Prabhupada said, so, what do you understand? He said, Krishna says, Mad Bhakta Pujya Abhyadika. Krishna saying, my devotee is higher than me, more worshipable than me, so therefore I have made this building for them. So, someone like Prabhupada gives so much prominence to devotees. But for us, we need to begin with deities and inculcate that culture of respect by which we will also be able to, you know, respect devotees then properly. Not that we don't respect, but that culture sets in more and more as we worship the deities, you know. And if you see carefully, pujaris who are really conscientious of worshipping Krishna are very, very conscientious of worshipping devotees also later. They don't stay just at the level of worshipping deities. If you just do it for the sake of doing it, or if we just do it, you know, as some artistic performance, then this doesn't happen. But someone does deity worship in the proper culture of respect, I'm very conscientious about serving devotees. I remember during one Vrindavan Yatra, Maharaj mentioned, you remember that Prabhupada disciples serving, prasadam serving ki samay, Maharaj gave a whole lecture. And in that lecture, Maharaj said, when you serve prasad, you should treat every devotee as a deity. Every devotee whom you are serving prasad is a deity. The care with which we serve the deity, with that same care we should serve a devotee. And Maharaj personally worshipped deities for 7 years in New Vrindavan, day in, day out, all offerings, you know, all aartis, dressing, everything practically he was doing. But because he did it in that proper mood of respect, not some spontaneity, not some artistic exhibition of dressing, but very regulated, respectful worship, we can see how Maharaj treats devotees, you know. Prabhupada worshipped Radha Govind from his childhood. And we could see how Prabhupada treated all devotees with so much respect. So when we have deity worship, proper, in the proper spirit of respect, automatically that respectfulness comes in dealings with everyone else. So therefore, the second thing, why deity worship for on our level as Kanishtha, is to inculcate that culture of respect. You know, there are five forms of the Lord. Anyone knows the technical terms for five forms of the Lord? It's primarily a Sri Vaishnava concept. Gaudiyas don't use these terms, but the principle is there. Five principal forms of the Lord. First is called Para, the Para form of the Lord. Second is called Vyuha, Vyuha form. Anyone knows any further? No? Yes. Para, Vyuha. Third, Vaibhava. Fourth, Antaryami. And fifth, Archa, or deity form. These are the five manifestations of the Lord's form. Para form means the form of the Lord in the spiritual world. Krishna in the spiritual world, that form is called Para form. All Vaikuntha planets, Golok Vrindavan, the forms of the Lord in the spiritual world is called Para. Second is Vyuha. The very word Vyuha, from Chatur Vyuha, the expansions Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Vasudev, Sankarshan are called the Vyuha forms of the Lord. Third is the Vaibhava forms of the Lord. Vaibhava is his different incarnations, particularly when they come to this world in different yugas, called Vaibhava. Fourth is Antaryami. This is simple to understand. Paramatma in the heart. But the problem is, a Kanishtha cannot access Para, cannot access Vyuha, cannot access Vaibhava, cannot access Antaryami also fully. And therefore Archa. Right. The Archa form is there for that proper accessibility. The third reason why a Kanishtha, and remember again and again using this term Kanishtha, is not just in terms of the Kanishtha in NOI. Kanishtha in terms of our level of Krishna consciousness now, is to change our vision. Deity worship helps us change our vision. Like I mentioned, from Kamanjan to Premanjan. On the Kanishtha platform, we see everything for our own enjoyment. When we offer food to the deity, it becomes prasad. You know? And Kanishtha mentality is, abhi ye offer ho gaya na, maja aayega khane mein aaj prasad. You know? Aaj kitchen mein kya bana hai? Aise chakkar marte samay dekh ke gaye, aaj feast hai. Feast mein malai methi matar, amras, aloo gobi. Am I right? Isn't it? Aloo gobi bana hai. तो ये सब बनता है ना किचन में, तो ऐसे चक्कर मारते मारते बोलते हैं यार आज लंच में मस्त फीस्ट है. यू नो दैट हैपेंस एज आवर कॉन्शियसनेस इज लाइक दैट, वी आर थिंकिंग ऑफ एंजॉयिंग हाउ वी कैन एंजॉय. एंड उत्तम अधिकारी नेवर थिंग्स लाइक दैट. उत्तम अधिकारी थिंग्स हाउ टू गिव एंजॉयमेंट टू कृष्णा. एंड देयर वो भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर, व्हेन महाप्रसाद वुड कम एट अ पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम, ही वुड मिक्स ऑल द महाप्रसाद इन इट. वेल हाउ कैन आई एंजॉय? We don't do it because we will become Mayavadis. Everything is one. He is a Vaishnava. He is doing it in a spirit of humility. That how can I enjoy? That's for them to enjoy. Kulangana Mataji. Stunning story about her. You know, when I went to London last year, we had got this recipe for Gokul sweets, that carob sweet. Unfortunately, wo banai nahi idhar. Wo temperature itna aisa idhar ka crucial hai. Wo jaisa London mein banta idhar kabhi nahi ban payega. बहुत फाइट मारा है हमने उसको बनाने के लिए. बनता है, अच्छा है, टेस्ट होगा, लेकिन उसका टेक्सचर वैसे का वैसा नहीं आएगा. सो आई वेंट लास्ट ईयर, आई हैड ट्राइड, सो आई टोल्ड विल डू द वीडियो माता जी. सो वीडियो किया पूरा, वापस आके ट्राई बनाने. देन वन डे आई आस्क्ड हर, यू नो वी आर ट्राइंग बट नथिंग इज हैपनिंग, सो हाउ डिड यू सक्सीड इन मेकिंग दिस. शी टोल्ड स्टोरी, शी सेड I was always feeling that I wanted to offer this carob sweet to Radha Gokulananda, and I was trying like anything. It was not coming only. And then later, one devotee Mataji from Switzerland came, and she told that, Mataji, you are trying to make carob sweets, but chocolate or carob, anything, the most crucial thing is temperature. Aap to aise dena temperature dekh ke bana rahe. Theek hai, koi baat nahi. So she taught her how to make it. Formula diya. To temperature kar rahi hai. 6 mahino ka phir bhi nahi ban raha hai. So then she took a vow. She said, "My dear Radha Gokulananda, I want to offer this sweet to you. And if the sweet comes about, I promise that I'll never touch it again in my life. I'll never eat the sweet in my life." The day she prayed, the sweet came. Jis din, Mataji ne khud story bataya mere. Jis din ye prarthana kiya, us din wo sweet pakka ban gaya jaisa banna chahiye tha. And because she offered that promise, she didn't taste it. First time it came. So from the day it started coming properly, she's never tasted it. Kulangana Mataji, who's made this Gokul sweet, her formula now, has never tasted it. Kabhi khaya nahi usko abhi tak jeevan mein. You know. And she's offering that to Radha Gokulananda daily. Not for my enjoyment, for Krishna's enjoyment. You know. You see, that is great devotee's vision. That main apne liye nahi kar raha hu kuch. Krishna ke liye. Deity worship slowly helps us to focus from, shift our focus from me to Krishna. मेरा एंजॉयमेंट नहीं, कृष्ण का एंजॉयमेंट देखना है मेरे को अभी. इसीलिए डीटी वर्शिप में जब भोगा लगाते हैं ना, ओ इट्स अ स्ट्रगल इन द बिगिनिंग. इतना सब आइटम भगवान को लगा रहे, हम हमेशा अपना सोचते हैं ना. सो नाउ वी हैव टू बी, वी आर फोर्स्ड टू थिंक, नहीं नहीं ऐसा नहीं सोच सकता मैं, ऐसा नहीं सोच सकता. इट्स फॉर कृष्णा, इट्स फॉर कृष्णा, इट्स फॉर कृष्णा. दिस रबड़ी इज फॉर कृष्णा, दिस आमरस इज फॉर कृष्णा. So slowly we progress from our own sense gratification to Krishna's sense gratification. You know, we're not only concerned about ourselves, and therefore why dog should not see offering when it is taken on the altar? Why it should be covered? Because any kutta utta dekh lega, kutta dekhta hai to laal tapakta hai uska khana dekhke. So much focused on one's own enjoyment. But when our mentality is also that, then even our mouth starts salivating and watering when we see foods which are, you know, there in front of us. As soon as we say it's for Krishna, therefore deity worship moderates our consciousness, starts changing our consciousness. Jab tak deity worship nahi karte na, kai baar bolte are aaj dopar mein ban raha hai, to koi baake pujari bolta hai, are offering to hone do na yaar. I don't know if you've ever gone through this. When I joined, many times I was to say, are aaj prasad mein kya hai, bula yaar, kam se kam offering to hone do bhagwan ko. That's pujari. Dheere dheere wo ये मेंटेलिटी में आ जाता है कि अरे भगवान को खाने दो, अपना मत सोचो. तो दैट डीटी वर्शिप हेल्प्स अस चेंज आवर विजन फ्रॉम मी टू कृष्णा, यू नो. एंड देयरफॉर इट्स अ वेरी वेरी पावरफुल प्रोसेस, पावरफुल मेथड टू प्यूरिफाई आवर कॉन्शियसनेस इन दिस वे, यू नो. इन द 11th कैंटो कृष्णा टेलिंग उद्धव, ही सेज, द्रव्यै प्रसिद्धैर मद्यागः प्रतिमादिषु अमायिना. जो अमायिना है, जो माया से परे है ना, वो सब कैसे भी सेवा करेंगे चलेगा. आप द्रव्यैर प्रसिद्धैर, द्रव्य मीन्स वेल्थ, स्पेंड योर वेल्थ, स्पेंड योर वेल्थ प्रसिद्धैर टू गेट एक्सलेंट आर्टिकल्स फॉर कृष्णा, एक्सलेंट फूड, एक्सलेंट आर्टिकल्स फॉर कृष्णा टू वर्शिप हिम, वेदर इट्स ड्रेस, whether it's jewelry, whether it's flowers, whether it's foods, foodstuffs, excellent stuff be offered to Krishna. Why? Because the more we offer this excellent stuff to Krishna, the more our desire to enjoy it ourselves goes down. Therefore, what was Prabhupada's statement? You dress Krishna nicely, your desire to dress nicely will go down. Prabhupada said that. You dress Krishna nicely and your own personal desire to dress gorgeously and look good will go down. Simple. Why? Because we get into that mode of trying to do everything for Krishna's pleasure, trying to do everything for, worshipping Krishna. And thus, this change of vision is also very well accomplished by worshipping deities. So on our level, this is how it is helping us, you know. Firstly, it helps us by, we discussed why we worship deity, point one. We can't see Krishna everywhere. So now at least here is Krishna. Secondly, it inculcates within us a culture of respect to the Lord and therefore to the devotees. And thirdly, it helps us change our consciousness, our vision from me to Krishna. Fourthly, it gives us the following things. Number one, it decreases material contamination. Apna jo consciousness jo impure hai na, purify ho jata hai dheere dheere. In the third canto, there is a story of how Duryodhan insults and criticizes Vidura, and Vidura leaves the place, not to turn back. And the verse is, sa nirgataha kaurava punya labdha, punya labdha. Without punya, without piety, one cannot be bound in the Kuru dynasty. So Vidura was kaurava punya labdha. He had so much piety that he was born in the Kuru dynasty. May have been born of a kept mistress, but born in the Kuru dynasty. He was considered a Kuru, Kaurava. But when he was insulted, sa nirgataha, he immediately left the palace. Gajavayat, left Gajavayat, left Hastinapur. And where did he go? Tirtha Padapadani. He went to different holy places of pilgrimage. Why did he go to holy places of pilgrimage? What is the purpose traveling pilgrimage to pilgrimage? Yani Sahastramurti. Yani Sahastramurti. He went to these holy places because these holy places have Sahastramurti, different deity forms of Krishna. And Prabhupada in the purport writes how different places there are different deity forms of Krishna. Jagannath Puri, Udupi, so many places Krishna's forms are there. And Prabhupada's purport is very powerful. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains how Krishna was personally present in Dwarka at that time. Although Krishna was personally present, Vidura did not go to Dwarka to see Krishna. He went to the deity forms of Krishna. He went to Jagannath Puri to see Jagannath. He went to all the other holy places to see the forms of the Lord. He didn't go to Dwarka to see. Why? Because he did not feel that he was qualified. Prabhupada writes, he did not feel that he was qualified to go and see Krishna in Dwarka. Why? Because he thought, I was associated with Duryodhan and Parthi, and my consciousness is polluted by that contaminated association. So I will go first to the deity forms, purify my consciousness before I approach Krishna directly. And Prabhupada, can you guess which verse from the Gita Prabhupada quotes in that purport? I mean, just asking for a wild guess, you may not have read, remembered that verse in this purport. Which verse does Prabhupada quote from the Gita? Yesham tvantagatam papam jananam punya karmanam. Jiske paap dhul gaya na, te dvandva neho mirmukta bhajante maam dridava. They can come to me. So, Vidura was thinking, itinne mera pura consciousness contaminate ho gaya hai. Must go and worship the deity forms. Therefore, the fourth point is, when we worship the deities, all the contamination that has gone in our consciousness because of associating with material nature will get purified. From the example of Vidura, that he's saying, I'll go and see these forms, worship these forms for purification. So purification will come of consciousness. Secondly, it decreases our non-devotional tendencies. Deity worship means non-devotional tendencies go down. Shastra pad pad ke jab pandit ban jate na, a lot of non-devotional tendencies come in. Many non-devotional tendencies. One of them is speculation. In deity worship, in dressing, if you are starting to speculate, there is a standard. Aisa nahi kar sakte idhar. Class mein bahut speculation karte kai baar. Idhar udhar ka kuch bhi bol sakte hain hum log. Mandir mein class speculate denge to log puchhenge. Bahar jaake preaching program mein jitna speculation karna hai kar sakte. Kaun puchne wala hai? Sab impress hote. Bole are jabardast point. Kya logic bataya apne prabhu ji. Wo logic idhar aake koi sunega. Bola pura non-deviant hai. You know, non-devotional tendency, speculation, you see. Deity worship deals with all non-devotional tendencies because there is a tremendous amount of regulation. Jaisa bola hai, waisa hi karne ka. Aisa bola, aisa hi karne ka. First, we used to get really fried out. Our previous head pujari, he would not allow us to put anything on our own. Wo pehle aisa, aap logo ne, jin, jo pehle bahut samay se aa rahe, dekha hoga, plastic ka jewelry tha aisa. Sab aisa, andar ek ke andar ek ke andar ek. Aisa bhi aajkal wo dioroma ko pehnate aisa. Ek ke andar ek. वैसा डाल के थे वो रेडीमेड रहता था उसको ऐसा धागा पीछे वो डालने का और ऐसा बांध देने का. अभी गोपीनाथ को ज्वेलरी डालेंगे तो स्विंगिंग गार्लैंड नहीं कर सकते क्योंकि एक का कैसा उसको शेप ही नहीं है वैसा. आई नो हाउ मच वी यूज्ड टू फाइट विथ आर हेड पुजारी बिफोर रूप रघुनाथ प्रभु. कितना झगड़ा किया है हम लोगों ने रूप रघुनाथ प्रभु से, प्रभु जी ये क्या है, यू नो वी कांट ड्रेस द वे वी वॉन्ट, पगड़ी भी ऐसा ही होना चाहिए वैसा ही होना चाहिए, एंड वी वॉन्टेड टू डू मेनी थिंग्स, वी डिडंट अलाउ. ऑफकोर्स देन लेटर महाराज ओनली सेड सम क्रिएटिविटी यू अलाउ, बट विद इन अ सर्टन लिमिट ओनली, एंड देन क्रिएटिविटी केम इन. थोड़ा भी गार्लैंड इधर घुमाओ उधर घुमाओ, वो क्रिएटिविटी का स्कोप दे दिया ना, स्पेक्युलेशन का स्कोप, तो क्या बोलो अभी क्या स्पेक्युलेशन. वंस वन ऑफ आर ब्रह्मचारीज ओल्ड डेज, ही ड्रेस श्रीमती राधारानी, एंड ही ड्रेस श्रीमती राधारानी, ही ड्रेस श्रीमती राधारानी विथ हर पल्लू फ्लाइंग, ऐसे उड़ रहा है ऐसे. क्यों? ही वॉन्टेड टू पोर्ट्रे श्रीमती राधारानी इन अ डांसिंग पोज. डांस करते अगर कोई डांस करते में घूमेगी तो उसका पल्लू कैसे घूमेगा, ये सोच के उन्होंने पल्लू घुमाया राधा रानी का, और जो स्कर्ट था श्रीमती राधा रानी का वो स्कर्ट भी वैसा घुमाया गोल, मतलब जैसे वो राजस्थानी औरतें कई बार घूमती है ना ऐसा गोल गोल, तो पल्लू स्कर्ट कैसे घूम के कैसे उसका प्लीट्स आएगा, ऐसा करके कर दिया उन्होंने. सो देन महाराज केम एंड महाराज सॉ श्रीमती राधा रानी हू ड्रेस्ड. सो हेड पुजारी टोल्ड महाराज दिस ब्रह्मचारी, महाराज शुड कॉल दैट ब्रह्मचारी. सो व्हेन दैट ब्रह्मचारी केम देयर, महाराज सेड राधारानी इज नॉट एन अप्सरा, ही इज अ सुप्रीम गॉडेस ऑफ फॉर्च्यून फ्रॉम द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड, डोंट मेक हर इन टू अ हेवनली डैम्सल फ्लाइंग इन द एयर. ऐसा करो मत कुछ भी ऐसा, स्पेक्युलेशन को स्कोप दे दिया. नॉन डिवोशनल टेंडेंसी स्पेक्युलेशन, नॉन डिवोशनल टेंडेंसी इज सहजियावाद, सो मेनी थिंग्स कैन कम अप. ड्यूटी वर्शिप ब्रिंग्स इट डाउन. The head pujari will always be there on your head. Head pujari is there to be on your head. Aisa nahi chalega idhar. And not just that, once we start accepting Krishna, Krishna's form and start worshipping in every aspect, our non-devotional tendencies slowly go down. Thirdly, it gives us tremendous amount of engagement for mind and senses, like our Shadbhuj Prabhu was mentioning before when we were talking about Archana. Immediate engagement for senses and mind, you know. Pura, if you ask any pujari who dresses the deities, how focused they are when they dress the deities, you know. Chanting japa, the mind goes here and there. Therefore, focused japa is only uttama stage. But focused worship can be on kanishta stage also. अभी अगर आप डीटी वर्शिप करने जाएंगे ना, पूरा वो पुजारी सुदबुद्ध खो बैठता है अपना, एकदम फुल फोकस. हियर इज कृष्णा, हियर इज श्रीमती राधारानी, किधर क्या लगाओ, इधर ये लगाओ कि इधर ये लगाओ कि इधर ये लगाओ. दो घंटा निकल जाता है लेकिन फिर भी बोलता है यार और आधा घंटा चाहिए. टोटल फोकस. व्हेन इट कम्स टू द होली नेम, होली नेम में उतना फोकस है नहीं अभी. माइंड कैन नॉट बी एंगेज्ड इजिली, बट डीटी वर्शिप ऑफर्स full engagement for the mind for all the time that you are on the altar, especially if you are dressing the deities. Bhoga lagao to phir bhi thoda idhar udhar chalta rehta hai mind mein, aarti karo to phir bhi thoda idhar udhar. Dressing jab kar raha hai koi pujari, there is no scope. Aur isliye tight time bhi hai, timing bhi itna tight hai, usme karna to on your toes focused. And therefore deity worship provides an opportunity to get into the nature of focusing so that it helps us when we chant Hare Krishna. Jab mind jyada jyada lagega na, tab Hari naam mein bhi dhire dhire mind lagne lagega. So it gives an opportunity to engage our mind and senses. And another point is it also helps us deal with impersonalism. The whole culture, modern culture is all about impersonalism. Being impersonal, ghar ka abhi naam chhod ke number aa gaya. Pehle ghar ko naam hota tha, Shanti Niwas, Kranti Niwas. अभी 523/A फ्लैट नंबर 4 ऐसा नाम नंबर आ जाता है. आइडेंटिटी कार्ड नंबर, यू नो आइडेंटिटी नंबर, एवरीथिंग इज पासपोर्ट नंबर, टेलीफोन सेल नंबर. इम्पर्सनलिज्म इज वेरी प्रोमिनेंट इन कलयुग, एंड देयरफॉर इफ यू जस्ट चैंट हरे कृष्णा, वी डोंट नीड डीटी वर्शिप इफ यू आर प्योर इनफ टू चैंट हरे कृष्णा एंड कनेक्ट टू कृष्णा एंड सी हिज अ पर्सन. लेकिन आज भी जब हम हरिनाम जप करते ना, तब भी लगता नहीं कि कृष्णा पर्सन है. Still we are not able to appreciate that Harinam is a person. And our philosophy is personalism. Therefore, deity worship gives an opportunity to get into that mood again and again. Krishna is a person. He has feelings. I should treat him properly. Srila Prabhupada used to come and say sometime in the temple, Krishna is looking sick today. Prabhupada said in one temple, Krishna is looking sick today. Maybe you didn't put him to rest on time yesterday. Sometimes he would say, Krishna is looking too tired. Sometimes he would say, Krishna is looking very happy here. You know, once in Kolkata, Prabhupada said, very excellent deity worship going on here. Why? Because bumblebees were hovering around the garden, a garland of Krishna. Prabhupada said, any time bumblebees come around Krishna's garland, you should know Krishna is very pleased. Excellent standard of deity worship, Prabhupada said. You know, so you know that story of Los Angeles temple where Prabhupada came and they had small Radha Krishna, Rukmini Dwarka, small Krishna deities, and they had small plate, small glass, small sabkuch. They're making small roti and this much sabji and offering that to Krishna. And Prabhupada came and said, what is this going on? And said, Prabhupada, Krishna is this much, this is small Krishna. Small. Said, no, Krishna is always a 16-year-old boy, teenager. And therefore, you should feed him the way a 16-year-old boy is fed. And then he gave a whole menu of what all should be there on the plate. And that became the standard for Rajbhog and Sandhyabhog all over ISKCON, which we follow now. This much this much this, Prabhupada said, this is how you should feed. Why? Because they were putting him on a small plate and giving. Person. He's a person. And because he's a person, when we come in the temple hall and he's resting, we don't put our chatai dhap with our mosquito net dhap on the floor making sound. We are conscious not to shout when the deity darshan closed because he's going to rest now. We are conscious not to make loud sound early in the morning because he's resting still. Are unka hi to naam le raha hu, Hare Krishna. But unko suna nahi, softly bhi sun rahe ho. He's resting also. We can't be conscious with devotees. Devotee mandir mein sote to apne utne conscious mein dhap, dhap, dhap. At least, deity worship is meant to make us conscious that Krishna is a person. He rests, he hears, he eats. I remember for several years, practically every year, I have the wonderful opportunity to assist Maharaj whenever he dresses Srimati Radharani. Practically every time he dresses, I have assisted Maharaj. In fact, last time when we dressed, when he dressed Srimati Radharani, he asked myself and said, both of us will dress. So both of us dressed that time, Pushabhishek. He said, you do this side, I'll do this side. And you put flowers this side. And so we asked, so we did. And I remember several occasions, he chastised. Three things I can never forget. First thing, he asked us to stop using tag, blue tag on Srimati Radharani. All deities tag is allowed except Srimati Radharani. You know, deity dressing, you guys are learning. सब डीटी पे टैग अलाउड है, श्रीमती राधारानी के बॉडी पे टैग अलाउड नहीं है. क्यों? बाकी डीटीज को बिना टैग के और बिना पिन के, सॉरी पिन इज नॉट अलाउड, टैग इज अलाउड, पिन इज नॉट अलाउड. बाकी डीटीज को पिन के बिना ड्रेसिंग कर ही नहीं सकते, पगड़ी कैसे बंधेगा. श्रीमती राधारानी, आई रिमेंबर वंस व्हेन पुष्याभिषेक महाराज वाज ड्रेसिंग फॉर शरद पूर्णिमा पुष्याभिषेक एंड देयर वर सो मेनी पिन्स. आई मायसेल्फ, ऑल ऑफ अस यूज्ड टू पुट सो मेनी पिन्स. डेकोरेशन करना है ठीक से, फ्लावर बाकी डीटीज को इतना नहीं लगाते. राधा रानी को यहाँ यहाँ फ्लावर सब पिन से लगा हुआ, एंड सम पिन्स एंड गॉड इन हर हेयर, विग में घुस जाता था पिन ऐसा. एंड व्हेन यू स्टार्ट गोइंग ऑन द ऑल्टर, फर्स्ट योर सर्विस विल प्रोबेबली दासानुदास सेवा, सम ऑफ यू नॉट ऑल. अभी इतने हो गए तो पूरा एंगेजमेंट कैसे क्रिएट करने का सोच रहे हैं हम लोग, हाउ विल ऑल बी एंगेज्ड प्रॉपरली. सो यू विल सी दैट द डीटीज हैव अ लॉट ऑफ स्क्रैच मार्क्स, पिन लग लग के इतना स्क्रैचेस होता है वो. सो महाराज साहब उस दिन विग में पिन घुसा है और इतना नजदीक पिन लगाया गार्लैंड टू कीप राधा रानी इज गार्लैंड द वे इट यूज्ड टू बी हियर प्रॉपर शेप. वो ऐसा ही नहीं रहता, वो गिर जाता है. तो वी यूज्ड टू यूज पिन्स टू पुट इट ऑन हर ब्लाउज, पिन लगा के वो गार्लैंड को जगह में लगाया था. अभी पिन जा रहा है मतलब इट्स गोइंग टू हर्ट हर बॉडी इफ यू आर नॉट केयरफुल, एंड नॉट एवरीवन इज केयरफुल, नॉट एवरीवन इज सो कॉन्शियंशियस एंड केयरफुल. सम पुजारीज आर बट नॉट एवरीवन इज. तो इधर मार्क उधर मार्क, स्टॉप यूजिंग पिन्स. एंड देन ही सेड, इफ समवन पुट्स पिन्स ऑन यू लाइक दिस एवरीवेयर, कैसे लगेगा आपको? अगर शर्ट में बटन नहीं है, कुछ नहीं, और कोई पिन लगाने जाए आपको बटन लगाने के लिए, और ऐसा घस करके घुस गया अंदर, कैसे लगेगा? सेड दे आर पर्सन्स. And you have to treat them as persons. The second thing I can never forget is Once while assisting, he said, can you give me the scissor? तो मैं scissor लेकर गया, मारा क्योंकि काटना था. तो scissor लेकर गया, ऑलरेडी लगा दिया था गार्लैंड, कुछ काटना था बॉडी पे लगा के डीटी के. सो इतना बड़ा सीजर था वो, मतलब यू नो टेलर लोग यूज करते ऐसा बड़ा वाला वो सीजर. तो पहले महाराज ने देखा ऐसा मेरे पास सीजर, पहले तो वो. दूसरा गंदा था, क्योंकि फूल वूल काटते उससे तो काला काला हो जाता, मतलब सीजर डर्टी गंदा था. तीसरा ब्लंट था, गया. बिग सीजर, डर्टी एंड ब्लंट. ऐसा देखा महाराज ने मेरे पास. And one of the principles is etiquettes in DT worship, you can't chastise in front of the DT. तो महाराज सो कॉन्शियंसियस, आज तक कभी DT के सामने चैस्टाइज नहीं किया. उधर के आते हैं, बाहर लेके जाते हैं, ऐसा हाथ पकड़ा मेरा ऐसा और खींच के बाहर ले गए. ऐसा झापा, अभी मैं तो वो झाप खाया, मैंने नहीं किया था वो. I just took the झाप. I said, this is scissor. If there is a thread that is hanging on your shirt, and your mother brings a scissor which is this big to cut the thread. पहले तो बड़ा है, इतना बड़ा scissor, ऐसा scissor लगाते किसी के बॉडी पे. और दूसरा एक तो बड़ा है और गंदा, दूसरा गंदा से पूरा गंदा स्मेल आ रहा है, कपड़ा खराब हो रहा है, अच्छा लगेगा आपको? एंड थर्ड ब्लंट, धागा लटक रहा है, काट रहा है, कट ही नहीं रहा है वो. एंड यू आर स्टैंडिंग देयर, हाउ विल यू फील? हाउ विल यू फील एज अ पर्सन? दिस इज द सेम यू शुड डू. तब से बोले सबसे पहले सीजर छोटा कर दो, इसलिए अभी छोटा सीजर होता है. एंड एंश्योर दैट इट इज क्लीन एंड ऑलवेज शार्प. अगर कुछ लटक रहा है काटो, तो ऐसा काटते नहीं रहना चाहिए बार बार. इमेजिन हाउ द लॉर्ड फील्स, धागा लटक रहा है और आप खींच रहे, काट कट नहीं रहा है उसको. स्ट्रेट नेक्स्ट टू द फेस ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज अ पर्सन. एंड द थर्ड थिंग आई नेवर फॉरगेट, ये जो बनाते ना हाथ का, पैर का, मोगरे का और फूल का, ऐसा 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 गुलाब का, अभी भी वो बदले नहीं है, अभी करूंगा मैं. टिल नाउ आई डिडंट से बिकॉज़ आई वाज नॉट इन्वॉल्व्ड इन डीटी डिपार्टमेंट. दो तीन बार बोला, हुआ नहीं कुछ. नाउ आई विल एंश्योर इट हैपेंस. महाराज इंस्ट्रक्टेड इट शुड हैपन लाइक दैट. वो गजरे का फूल का, वो जो ऐसा ऐसा गुलाब का रहता है उसमें पत्ती बीच में. मोगरा इज सॉफ्ट, बट गुलाब का पत्ती मोगरे का थिकनेस इतना रहता है उसका, और गुलाब का जो पेटल उसका थिकनेस थोड़ा ज्यादा रहता है साइज, तो ऐसा प्रोट्रूडिंग है वो बाहर. तो अगर हाथ पे बांधेंगे दिन भर, सब कुछ तो ऐसा लग रहा है आपके हाथ में. तो उस दिन महाराज ने मेरे को बाहर बुलाया और मेरे हाथ पे बांधा उसको. अदर टाइम्स ही जस्ट टोल्ड मी दिस इज टाइड ऑन माय हैंड. महा था वो, राजा रानी का निकाल के बोला, ये हाउ डू यू फील? अभी मैं क्या, मेरे को क्या इनसेंसिटिव पर्सन? बोला यस महाराज. यस वॉट? यस. मैं मेरे को क्या बोलू, समझा नहीं क्या उत्तर देना चाहिए. सो आई डोंट नो व्हाट टू से. Then Maharaj said, these pokey things, if you keep it all through the day, can you imagine how it feels to the deities? And then he said, you trim it and give. So usko trim karke phir barabar diya, and said, you should make sure that it is not like that, protruding. To abhi tak aa raha hai, abhi bolna padega wo, ki aisa nahi hona chahiye. But deity worship makes a person very personal. We start learning that he is a person, the deities are a person, and therefore everything we are very careful and conscientious. When you start learning offerings now, you will be in ecstasy, because you will learn how to, you know, put the asan, sofal kaise lagane ka bhagwan ke liye, invite karne ka, or phir personally jaake, you know, naivedya mudra, he'll teach you today afternoon, what is naivedya mudra, how to offer that bhoga to the Lord, and then chant prayers to the Lord, very personal. And it's such a pleasure to feed the Lord, and then come out and chant the bhogarati. कृष्ण इज ईटिंग, बहुत पर्सनल कनेक्शन हो जाता है उससे, इम्पर्सनल टेंडेंसी कम हो जाता है. और रेस्टिंग, ओह व्हाट अ प्लेजर टू रेस्ट द डीटीज, पूरा बेडिंग मच्छरदानी के साथ. आज तक बाहर से देखा आपने केवल, बैकअप करते करते क्या मच्छरदानी फर्स्ट क्लास है यार, क्या है. इन द ऑन द ऑल्टर इन द नाइट व्हेन राधा गोपीजन वल्लभ आर पुट टू रेस्ट, दे आर द ओनली डीटीज हु एक्चुअली रेस्ट ऑन द बेड. अदर्स आर ऑल मानस शयन. ओनली डीटीज उनको फर्स्ट फूल वूल बिछाते हैं बेड पे, फिर राधा गोपीजन लोग को शयन कराते हैं. एंड देन देर इज मसाज बोथ देयर फीट. यू आर सपोज टू बी मसाजिंग देयर फीट फॉर अ फ्यू मिनट्स. वॉट अ पर्सनल सर्विस, कैसे इम्पर्सनल रह सकता है कोई. एंड वॉट अ पर्सनल सर्विस टू मसाज देयर फीट. एंड देन यू फिनिश दैट एंड यू क्लोज द थिंग एंड देन यू सिट डाउन एंड यू रीड. from Krishna book to glorify them. So rahe thoda unko stuti karke sone do unko, and then you come out. And therefore deity worship is a very powerful process which deals with impersonalism and non-devotional tendencies, brings it down. That is the fourth point. Fifth and the final point is that in our case, you know, Krishna consciousness, worshipping deities in particular, can save a person in his next life if he falls down also. Agle janam mein deity worship bacha sakta hai. Someone who has worshipped the deities can be saved even if he falls and takes a birth next life. And the classic two examples are Bharat Maharaj and Gajendra. And in both cases, in the Bhagavatam, the references are there. Krishna Archana Prabhava. Krishna ki Archana ke Prabhava se, Bharat Maharaj ka, agla continuation. Gajendra, Indrajumna Maharaj, it is explained, Hari Archananu Bhavena, having worshipped the holy form of Lord Hari, saved, even in a future life. Of course, all devotional credits, but here these are two particular examples of deity worship also saving a person in his future life. Just to conclude quickly, here what we are looking into the deity department, Maharaj's emphasis on deity worship is not artistic deity worship. We can do our artistic, that's not an object, no objection to that. But Maharaj is not after artistic deity worship. Maharaj is, firstly, out of following the proper standard that Jananivas Prabhu has given. Jo bhi Jananivas Prabhu ne aur head pujaris ne yahan standard banaya hai, hamare previous head pujaris, following that standard, more important that Maharaj's emphasis is on punctuality and cleanliness. Again and again Maharaj has mentioned this. Deity worship means punctuality and cleanliness. Coming on time, doing everything on time and extremely clean. And therefore, deity worship also helps regulate our lifestyle. Because kabhi bhi aisa water pass karne nahi ja sakte, to control hota hai. You have to know how much to eat in the evening, should you eat or not to eat, because you are not supposed to have a pass air on the altar. You can't pass air. And therefore, indigestion, you cannot just have eat at any time. You have to be careful to see how when you are on the altar, you don't get that kind of a feeling. You're supposed to, when you're straight in front of the deity dressing, your bad breath should not go on the deity's face. Sida samne hai na, which means we should not have a bad breath. And because we should not have a bad breath, automatically you have to keep our mouth clean, brushing, cleaning. Automatically a lifestyle badal jata hai. We're very conscious of how our body should be clean when we go to offer worship to the deities. You know, automatically, very, very, very conscientious and careful. Maharaj therefore started AC in the altar. AC is definitely for cooling the lordships. But also one primary reason is because the devotees sweat so much. Our altar has no windows from anywhere. And devotees perspire so much. And this perspiration, the stink of that goes to the Lord, or a drop of sweat falls on the altar, it's an offense. And therefore the AC was started. Why? So that the cleanliness be maintained. And the Lord does not, you know, have to go through this bad smell of perspiration and all that. Rodents, pests, all of that. So much effort. We're trying to put as much effort to clean, keep the place clean so that all these rats and others don't come. Recently, one devotee from Kolkata sent jewelry made of dry fruits. I saw banaya tha usne. Incredible. I was tempted. We wanted to offer to our deities. All deities he made and sent. Expert man, you know, young boy studying in Pune. But somehow, we thought that ye lagayenge na, pakka chuha aayega. Even now many times rat comes to eat Lalita Devi's paan, Vishakha Devi's Lalita Devi, paan from Lalita Devi. Din bhar rehta to kabhi kabhi khaya hua milta. So we have to tackle these things. Punctuality and cleanliness is the emphasis Maharaj has given. And recently when we met him, he said that the success of Radha Gopinath temple, its community and all its projects has come from Radha Gopinath, from nowhere else. And therefore, continual success of this project will be seen by how Radha Gopinath are pleased by their worship. And he said, what is pleasure in worshipping them? Not food cooked in pure cow's ghee, and not the best dresses that are offered. They are all there. That's all there. But he said, the best thing that pleases them is harmony, cooperation, and love interest among each other. And no conflict. Recent meeting with Maharaj. Right? Over DT worship, DT department, what is his expectation? Right? He said, harmony, cooperation amongst the pujaris and the DT department, the head pujaris, the congregation is what I'm looking for around the DTs. He said, by any way, shape or form, if there is any kind of conflict around the DTs, just around in the DT room, he said, that is the day where everything that we have struggled for in this community will be destroyed. And he said, therefore, I do not want any of these things to happen here. And therefore, every pujari must bear this in mind. This is a recent meeting. Maharaj mentioned things like this before, but very, in no uncertain terms, he said, this is the mood of our DT worship. This time when we met him for this meeting on DT department and all that. So this is very, very important. Creating a conducive mood of harmony there and no conflict. You know, and what creates conflicting moods? Trying to take over, grab services, being political in there. I want this service, not this service. I want to dress this DT, not this DT. This kind of mood when it creeps, I want to do this particular service, not this service in the DT room. If that kind of conflict begins, you know, all be spoiled. And that conflict will begin with the team of pujaris only. So therefore, Maharaj is very, very clear about that harmonious mood of all over the temple. But primarily, he said, nothing around the deities. He said, if there's someone who's creating that, don't let him in. Very simple. If someone seen to be doing something around the deities which is not conducive for this mood, we can very well say that Prabhu, wonderful service, but this is what we look in the service. That particular mood of cooperation. And therefore, I think these are two, three things that Maharaj is very, very particular about in deity worship. No speculations and maintaining the standards that the head pujaris, Janani Maspuru, has given us. Secondly, cleanliness and punctuality. And thirdly, very high degree of harmony, cooperation, you know, and no conflict around the deities. So I think this is more or less the mood behind the deity worship here at Chopati, Radha Gopinath Mandir. Briefly summarizing what we discussed, we began by defining what Archana is. Archana is difference between Archana and Bhajan. Bhajan is more taking shelter of Krishna, but not formally offering that respect. But Archana is formally offering that respect to Krishna. Archana Paddhati and Bhagavat Vidhi and Archana Vidhi is what we were discussing. And without proper Bhagavat Vidhi, Archana Vidhi will become a burden. So hearing and chanting, the culture has to be there. And we discussed the story of Prabhupada with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Sheshai Vishnu story and all these other stories, where hearing and chanting is the basis of proper Archana Vidhi. And then we discussed that if holy name is all in all, then why we need deity worship? Kanishtha means lower level of Krishna consciousness. Five primary points. First point is so that Krishna becomes accessible. A pure devotee's vision is he can see Krishna everywhere. Sarvatra prachara hoye nija ishta devaspurti. We can't. So deity is needed. Secondly, to inculcate a culture of respect. By worshipping the deity, we learn how to respect. And therefore, deity worship was introduced according to the 7th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Thirdly, so that a change of our consciousness and vision from me to Krishna. Automatically we learn, no, it's for Krishna, it's for Krishna, it's for Krishna. And fourthly, several of these points we mentioned. One of that is to engagement for our mind and senses, to take care of our non-devotional tendencies, purification of our consciousness from material contamination, dealing with impersonalistic tendencies. And fifthly, we discussed how deity worship even protects a devotee in a future life. And conclusively we discussed that the main things of focus here in deity worship is following the proper standards, set standards, punctuality and cleanliness, and being harmonious and cooperative. So if that is followed, then we are pleasing Guru. And then we are pleasing Guru, then we are pleasing Krishna. Gopinath. Right. We'll go to please Gopinath by dressing him very artistically and be in conflict with another devotee. Will it please Guru? Better to dress him very simply but to be in harmony with other devotees, because that pleases Guru. And I remember Maharaj quoted that thing which he again and again quotes, which Jesus said, if you are going to make an offering on the altar, but if you find that you are not in good terms with one of your brothers, put that offering down, go and reconcile with him, and then come to make the offering. So recently Maharaj told us again that this is our principle in deity worship at Chopati, that if you are going to make an offering on the altar, and if you find that you are not in terms, good terms with your brother, go and reconcile and then come. This basically means that harmony and cooperation. This is just a few thoughts. This is the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Basically just introduction, and just to know why we are doing what we are doing in spite of chanting Hare Krishna. Why as Brahmanas we need to worship deities. But in the afternoon session, 2:30, 2 o'clock I believe, will be a more enlivening session for you, because this all of you already know. All of these things are already known to all of you. I'm just repeating it to set the mood. But the afternoon session will be more exciting, because you're going to learn new things now. You will learn the Bija Mantra for the each deity, and you'll learn mudras, and you'll learn how to make the offering, procedures and all of that. Just in theory. Practical will begin soon. We assure you, immediate beginning of practical sessions for all of you, if you are ready to write exam tomorrow on what we have heard today. Because we are supposed to take an exam from the DT department, and only those who clear that exam are allowed to start worshipping the deities. So if you are okay with having an exam tomorrow afternoon, day after tomorrow onwards, all of you can start observing aarties, and those schedule will be put for how to and what day and all of that we will be putting. The schedule is ready for May. All of you are on the schedule. Some of you will be there during the DT time to observe something. Some of you will be there for the aarti time, because not all can come at the same time. We have only 5 days a week. 2 days are congregation. So, if all of you are okay with the exam, it's up to you. Because it's basically simple of what you hear today. Abhi jo suna hai, uspe se kuch jyada to kuch aayega nahi. Thoda jidhar udhar kuch aayega, toh that you already know. Primarily, it will be learning the mantras and all of that, which will be discussed today afternoon. We'll have to do it today evening, tomorrow morning. After lunch tomorrow, we can have exam. If you are all okay with it. If not, we can give as much time as you need. You have to decide. How many are okay tomorrow? Can raise your hands. Okay, so since the vast majority is okay, even if you're not okay, you might as well be okay. So then we'll have exam tomorrow from 2 to 4. Whatever time. 2 se 4 ke vich mein kitne ghante ka paper hai, pata nahi mujhe. We'll do the exam and assess your papers, and from day after tomorrow onwards, our Radhika Vallabhpuru, Prem Kishore Prabhu will prepare a schedule and call you for learning aartis, offerings, dressing, whatever. Hare Krishna. Thank you and welcome to the new world of deity worship. It's a beautiful world, and I'm sure it will be very enlivening to all of you. Please do offer prayers for us when you go to Radha Gopina. You know, you're all sincere Brahmanas. I remember when I got Brahman Diksha. Our Brahman Diksha was a very special, privileged ones all was 98, you know, a few people, not much. Brahman thread we got in the temple. We took a collective vow and Brahman thread in a temple. And then Gayatri was in Maharaj's room. Only Gayatri. And 4 or 5 of us. So I got to spend 45 minutes with Maharaj when I took my mantra. I mean, getting time, Maharaj to itta time, 45 minutes baith ke baat kar rahe Maharaj. Bale, agla wala bhi Gayatri, ho jayega. 40-45 minutes he just spoke. And then he gave the Gayatri mantra and he told me one thing which I will never forget, which I'm trying to follow but always mess up. Maharaj said, in ISKCON, no one takes chanting Gayatri seriously. He said, because people think Harinam is the highest, Gayatri to as a secondary help karne ke liye, so no one takes it seriously. He said, you will see many of your senior godbrothers and brahmacharis also being, you know, many times negligent about Gayatri, sometimes they skip. But you should be very careful. And you should chant your Gayatri on time, preferably, and possibly chant all your Gayatri. Said, don't let your enthusiasm to chant Gayatri and follow the standards die down by seeing others. So, just sharing with you that pehle pehle bahut utsa hota hai, usko bolte hai naye mulle ki bang. Naya mulla banta hai to bang deta hai na, Allah, wo jor se bang deta hai. Phir thoda time hota hai to phir uske bang ka strength kam ho jata hai, phir utna awaaz nahi aata. Similarly, in Gayatri, deity worship also, eventually after a while, it kind of goes down. So if not, should not go down. Keep the tempo going. It's a beautiful world to explore. And also another thing is we will be putting the schedule for Madhuram sweets. Right. most all of you are expected, hopefully, to come and also help cook for the deities, which is a very personal service. It's not just have to do. Have to do, we have a solution now, even if you don't do. We were thinking of anyways getting a hired Brahmana, whom we pay, who will cook all the Madhuram sweets. And one of our hired cooks is Satchisuna Prabhu. He's also second initiated. So one of the things that Gaurang Prabhu discussed and he was suggesting is, we'll just put Satchisuna Prabhu there full time there now. And someone else can take care of this. And there's another suggestion like that in the head. That let's do it that way. Paid cook banayega. Wo bhi apna duty hai isliye karega. But imagine, you know, brahmacharis who are all residents here, who have been having relation with Radha Gopinath for so many years, cooking for Radha Gopinath. It's a difference. So your cooking in Madhuram is not going to be a solution to that problem, because we have a solution. Remember, previously I was thinking your coming will be a solution. But then when we discussed, we thought, this is not a solution. We have someone who can cook. Your cooking there will be a tremendous amount of benefit for you and privilege for you to be able to cook for Radha Gopinath. So that schedule also we will put. First, Madhvacharya Prabhu will train. Some of you have already started getting the Shubhvilas Prabhu, Hare Krishna Prabhu, Shadbhuj Prabhu. Some of you already started going. Others can start going and learning. If you have any health issues or crisis, please meet us. So we will not put your name on the schedule. If there's some serious, you know, back issues, or it needs a little, you know, movement of the back and the upper body in particular. So if there's anything, please let us know and we'll see what to do about it. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki. Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol. So afternoon session, practical session. Madhvacharya Prabhu. Hari Bol.